This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanel. So with the election just 12 days away, we're taking time this week to meet with some people in parks around Charlotte and ask what matters to you in this election. It's all part of our series, Politics in the Park. Okay, so we've received a lot of responses so far. Here's just a small sampling.
As far as this election that's going on right now?
I don't know.
I believe the economy is a big matter.
People talk about the violence, the gangs.
The pharmaceutical industry.
The drugs, the guns.
Ordinarily, I'm just kind of independent.
Honestly, personally, I can probably say that I'm probably just not going to vote.
I don't know what matters nowadays.
The voices of Garrett Keith, Mary James, Ethan Kreis, and a very confused Jelani Blackett right at the end there. We spoke with all of them in different parks in West and South Charlotte. Today, we're going to Veterans Park in East Charlotte. It's where I meet Seth Kuiper, who is seated on a bench watching his 9-year-old daughter on the swings. He tells me, yes, he has been following this election.
It's been hard not to follow it because it's been on every news channel for the last year.
It's hard to look away, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you decided on who you're going to be voting for this election?
Yes. We actually tried to early vote already, but the lines were ridiculously long at both of the early voting locations we tried to go to. Mm. So I'm waiting until the additional locations open up, you know, because I want to do democracy, but I don't want to sit there for 2 hours if I can only sit there for 1 hour next week.
So you're eager to vote, but just to a point.
Right, right.
Can I ask who you are planning to vote for?
I'm supporting Hillary Clinton. I really wanted Bernie. I think a lot of people really wanted Bernie, but considering the other three candidates, there's basically no other choice except Hillary Clinton this time around.
Do you think a lot of your neighbors are in agreement? I haven't gotten a chance to see what all the yard signs are in East Charlotte here.
I've seen a couple of Trump-Pence signs. I think Plaza Midwood is probably pretty well for Hillary. There's probably a couple of Libertarians and Green Party people also, but I would guess it's mostly Hillary around here.
Yeah, why do you think that?
Education level is generally what I would say is, and some people say it's rural versus urban or college educated versus not college educated, but honestly, I can't believe anyone thinks that Donald Trump would be a good presidential candidate at all.
But there are, of course, people out there that are supporting him.
I understand that, but you know, what's crazy to me about this election, more so than any other, is that we literally have heard maybe 20% policy, and everything else is shenanigans.
Yeah, so let's put aside personality and candidates for a minute, then. What policy would you like to hear talked about more?
Well, like I said, I'm pro-Bernie, so I want a more progressive person. I would like to see single-payer health care, for example. I don't want a president using nukes or joking about using nukes because people take that seriously. Mm-hmm. Better health care, fixing Social Security, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Do you have any family or friends who maybe are not voting the same way that you are?
I have some relatives in South Carolina that are Trump supporters.
Have you guys talked?
No.
Do you plan to?
I mean, after the election is over, yes, but the state of political discourse, it's so hard to talk with people who you disagree with because feelings get hurt. And it seems like it's almost impossible. Even somebody who you mostly agree with, you hit a sticking point, and then it's like, well, we can't be friends anymore because you disagree with me. And I think that's unfortunate because I'd like to talk to people. So,
the voice of Seth Kuiper in Veterans Park in East Charlotte. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with residents in North Charlotte, and I hope you'll join us for that as we continue our series, Politics in the Park, all this week here on WFAE.